Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Everything is political these days. My God, everything is political. I just don't know how the kids, the Generation Alphas and the Zs and the Zoomers, are going to kind of look back at this time as, is this normal or not? I don't remember having such controversy growing up. I mean, I remember there was people made fun of Ford, you know, because they said he was a klutz. Because I remember Saturday Night Live and the whole, you know, Christmas tree and him falling and stuff. I remember Jimmy Carter. You know, there was, you know, people concerned about, you know, what happened there. And then, of course, the, you know, hostages, the hostage crisis. And then, you know, and maybe it's because my parents kind of kept us out of politics. And, we, you know, news wasn't all over the place and on our Facebook or whatever. But, boy, I mean, I think kids are getting hit with this a lot sooner. And maybe that's good. Maybe it's good training for them. Well, if you're a Girl Scout, you got schooled. You got schooled pretty hard in the last, I guess, day or two. So what happened, and it's kind of a pretty ad, but the Girl Scouts decided to honor female Supreme Court justices. So there's a, it has a green background, and it has Sandra O'Connor, it has Ruth Bader Ginsburg, it has Sonia Sotomayor, it has Elena Kagan, and then Amy Coney Barrett. And in it, they congratulated Amy Coney Barrett, you know, being, you know, sworn in. And it says, congratulations, Amy Coney Barrett, on becoming the fifth woman appointed to the Supreme Court since its inception in 1789. And when I look at this and you see Sandra Day O'Connor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan and Amy Coney Barrett, you know, it kind of pulls on our ovarian purse strings, right? You know, and it, not purse strings, our ovarian strings. And, you know, you can just hear the eggs in my ovary going, yay, yeah, I still got some eggs. You know, and it's just kind of, it's kind of cool. It was a cool thing, right? You know, because Girl Scouts, you know, this is the Girl Scouts. I don't know if you know their creed, okay? You know, Girl Scouts, it's not all feminist. Nobody's supposed to be a feminist. Nobody wants to be anti-man. Trust me. I was a brownie for a little bit of time. I was a Girl Scout for a little bit of time. Definitely not anti-man. I love men. In fact, I was like, can we go check out the Boy Scouts, please? And then, you know, my troop leader was like, hell no. And I go, please, I want to see the boys. I want to hang out with the boys. Because Girl Scouts in the 80s, was we were doing a lot of, you know, weaving and home ec type stuff. I'm like, I wonder what the boys are doing. They're out there camping and they're lighting fires and things like that. But, you know, Girl Scouts was cool, and it kind of, you know, allowed a sisterhood. And mind you, there's now, you know, some changes in society where Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts might no longer be, because, you know, of the, you know, tribalism of genders, that's kind of going away. But, you know, at the time, it was a place where, you know, girls could kind of hang with girls, you know, having brothers and things like that. You know, it's kind of nice. But, you know, the Girl Scout promise, the mission, is on my honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law, to support my Girl Scout and her troop, to help girls lead at all times, and to always keep it fun. Yeah, we women lose that. We you know, gotta keep it fun, okay? You know, we don't want our husbands to leave us. I know it's a bad thing, but, you know, it's not always about the sex. It's just, you know, it's gotta kind of be fun. Guys like fun, all right? You know, they want, you know, we all want fun. Me too. I want fun. I love my husband because he makes it fun. But not that that's why we have the creed. But it's just something that, you know, I think a lot of women kind of realize going, yeah, I like the fun part, all right? Nobody's telling us to cook. Nobody's telling us to be barefoot and pregnant. They're telling us to have fun, which I think is cool. I will do my best to be honest and fair, friendly and helpful, considerable and caring, courageous and strong, and responsible for what I say and do, and to respect myself and others, respect authority, use resources wisely, make the world a better place, and be a sister to every Girl Scout. So, yeah. You know, here the Girl Scouts are kind of looking at, look, you know, we've had the most females now on the court. We have 3 females on the court. It's a pretty cool thing. They had to take down the tweet. Apparently, them doing that looked political. So, the Girl Scouts are trying to be neutral and trying to be apolitical, and they're just commending, you know, us, our progress on having women on the highest court of the land. It's pretty damn cool. We don't want the court all women. We don't want, you know, we love being able to be side by side with other genders and, you know, be a team. I think it's fantastic. I think it's phenomenal. And, yeah, then the Democrats might have also, you know, put in a female as well. And again, men are doing great jobs. Females are doing a great job. You know, I can't stand the fact that somebody goes, I'm going to appoint a woman. You know, it's like, you know, we needed somebody to decree it for it to happen. But let the Girl Scouts agree, or let the Girl Scouts kind of go, you see to the younger ones. You know, they made that tweet not so much because they want to. I know some people think there were some political, you know, reasons behind it. But, you know, when you are leading girls and, you know, this is a very complex time and there's a lot of negativity going on, you want to find the silver lining and say, look, okay, you know, women can be leaders. Okay, we just made the Supreme Court again. All right, so I think it's news, and we're not gonna. Why do we have to hide and censor? Well, unfortunately, the Girl Scouts had to take it down. People are now accusing them of caving to the mob because they didn't want to be too political. And you know, I'm like, okay, people, come on. Okay, I understand people right now are identifying themselves as Democrat or Republican or Independent. Okay, I don't identify myself as that. You know, I don't know if you guys had to do this in school where you had to, you know, identify yourself, you know, whether you're first, you know, a girl or whether you're first an American or whether you're first a Catholic or, you know, Mormon or Muslim or Jew or whatever. And, you know, I mean, to me, you know, I don't think of my gender that much, you know, especially since I like, you know, peeing in the shower, you know, and I don't really think of myself as a girl. So I think of myself as American. I think of myself as a Jew. I think of myself as a physician, right? And then I think of myself as a journalist, and then a girl. So, you know, for us to not be able to just say, you know, this is a cool thing, you know, because we're afraid people are going to accuse us political, we can't say anything now. 1-877-DOCTOR. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter with Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a couple weeks ago, 250 hospitals within the United States got hit with some ransomware that basically devastated many of the electronic systems in the software, such that doctors and residents and medical students and stuff had to go to like paper and pencil. And they had to try to do lab orders the old-fashioned way. I mean, that's how I was trained, so I'd be like, okay, let me at it. It's fine. You know, I could write out the orders, piece of cake. I've written potassium riders and sliding scales, insulin. In fact, they still haunt me, you know, because I had to do that. And, you know, it's just something that we had to do. We were just on paper. But unfortunately, when you progress to the point where you have everything all electronic and you have, You have the vitals that are able to get, you know, without, you know, having to take the blood pressure old school and the pulse old school, and everything now is on automated machines and things like that. Ransomware attack could affect everything. And in fact, we heard that there has been a patient death that happened in Germany because the ransomware attack affected the hospital so badly that they tried to move a critical patient, and the critical patient unfortunately died during the process of being moved. Now, they might have died anyway, but I mean, if you're a critical patient, you're in a hospital, and the ransomware has affected, you know, all the computer systems, that's not good. It's scary. And I don't know if we have a true death count of what happened with the UHS system, United Health Services, or the UHC system, with the hospitals throughout the country. So now we're being told, the FBI and the HHS have said, look, guys, we have credible information that there is an imminent cybercrime threat coming, right? And just they're telling the hospitals to be prepared. Now, okay, we're kind of dealing with coronavirus. We're dealing with, you know, an early flu season. Pneumonia season is coming up. This is not the time when hospitals are going to be overwhelmed to be dealing with a cyber attack. And the bad guys or bad girls or whoever is doing this, they know they're going to catch us with our pants down. And so what happens with these attacks, and many of them, I guess, are Russian. I believe the last, they say the ransomware is being delivered by TrickBot. It's one of the largest botnets in the world. I like saying bot because my lisp doesn't come out. It's operated by, quote, Russian cyber criminals, and they say it's used for other hacks, including crypto mining and financial data theft. So apparently Microsoft and other cybersecurity companies briefly took down the botnet through a court order, but then it resurfaced within days. So I'm not exactly sure. I'm no computer, I'm not very really computer savvy. But I do understand hospitals. I do understand that doctors and nurses and medical teams need to be able to, you know, administer orders. They need to be able to communicate with radiology. They need to be able to communicate with labs. They need to be pathology and all that. And we don't need to slow down care. And so what ends up happening is these outside influences, and they could even be American, you know, trying to do a Russian accent. Duh, you know, I can't do a Russian accent, but yeah, I'm not very good at that accent. I can do the Southern accent, but I don't really hear anybody from the South kind of trying to call us ransomware because they're just too nice. But what the cyber criminals do is they basically ransom your software and your data for money, most of the time Bitcoin. And so you need to pay up. I think one hospital system had to pay like $10 million for them to release and let them have access. And the funny thing is, I mean, you guys have seen, you know, what happens when power goes down or your battery's out of your phone, or, you know, you've been off the internet. You just start to go crazy. You just like, I mean, you look like a person withdrawing from a drug. You know, I mean, I get that way. I'm like, I need to get on the internet. I need to communicate. I need to, you know, everything's on the internet. And so when a hospital's like that, they'll pay. I mean, you know, hospitals can't do we don't negotiate with terrorists. They can't do that when they have people in the ICU, when they have people who are waiting for their labs, because it's on them. You know, a hospital will still get sued if somebody dies on their watch. They're not, that death count is on them. Medicare is going to, you know, penalize them with fees. You know, I mean, you know, hospitals are, just because they're undergoing a ransomware attack doesn't mean they have any protections. You know, and you as the patient, I mean, you don't care if anybody's taking care of you, whether a computer's on or not. You just want them to take care of you. And so my problem as a physician is we are just so dependent on software and on, you know, now, mind you, I mean, we had electronics. Obviously, we had electricity. You know, I did practice that during the time when there was electricity. I'm not that old. But I would, you know, walk up to the floor. I would grab the chart. I would look at the chart. I would write orders down. If the nurse couldn't read my handwriting, I'd apologize, and I know my handwriting sucks. Okay, it's on me. I'd explain to them what I wanted. They would then go into the cupboard with the key, grab the medicine, give them, you know, and I mean, it was by hand. Now, I mean, it was a lot of work. We, you know, and I, you know, understand that electronics being able to kind of punch something in and then something opening up and us being able to just kind of scan and trace things. I get it's really cool. It's really Jetson-y. I get it's, you know, futuristic. But are you telling me that people aren't able to get their medication because everything's kind of locked up and, you know, now we can't get into the medications or we can't document them? So, you know, and then, of course, once you do have to write it down, once the computers get back up, everybody has to take whatever was written and then put it back into the computer. So it is. It's a pain in the butt, no doubt. You know, but I we just had a major ransomware attack and now we're being told that, oh, it's going to happen again. Hospitals are being warned, be prepared. If our government and our cybersecurity systems can't protect us against future hospital shutdowns, okay, we need to rethink this. You know, and, you know, I see these pictures of these kids not having internet. And so they're trying to find free Wi-Fi at Taco Bell or at a restaurant or whatever so they could do their homework. And it's like, okay, where's the workbook? Give them a workbook. Now, mind you, I get we want to save the trees. Computers have allowed us to save the trees. We have a different carbon footprint happening, but at least we're not going through pages and pages of worksheets and workbooks, and we're saving the trees, and I like that. But, I mean, we're having kids not learning. We're having hospitals not being able to pass an order. Where's the paper and the pen? I mean, you know, I was trained as a doctor not to push a button on a computer. I was trained to use my, I was trained to not use computers. You know, I told you guys, we had an attending when we were in medical school that yelled at us, going, why are you ordering the CT scan? We're like, well, because, you know, we think he has appendicitis. They're like, you should be able to tell me without a CAT scan if he has appendicitis. Now, we could, but it's just in this day and age with liability, a doctor gets sued if you take out an appendix when you have a perfectly good CAT scan, you know, that could, you know, definitively diagnose somebody. But in medicine, we were taught to not use one computer. Yeah, we did have to maybe use an x-ray, read an x-ray. Yeah, we had to maybe read, you know. But, I mean, we were taught how to diagnose a pneumothorax or a pneumonia. You know, on physical exam, you know, teaches you how to do that. And unfortunately, even though we do teach that in medical schools, because the students and the residents get, you know, immediately trained on electronic medical records and softwares, all of a sudden, a lot of the thinking kind of comes into play. And so some of these learners aren't, you know, don't know how to write a sliding scale insulin because apparently there's, and I haven't seen this, that's incredible. You get to push a button on how to do insulin for somebody. I mean, you know, you got to kind of work it through. There's a lot of math. There's a lot of, and I get that. Okay. You know, I understand I'm a Generation Xer and I might be sounding like a boomer. You know, say, well, in my day, this is how we did it, and, you know, we didn't need computers. But I'm sorry, if we're being threatened, right, when our hospitals are about to be overwhelmed because of flu, pneumonia, COVID, what have you, all right, I would really urge, you know, maybe we in the medical realm to, you know, in the healthcare industry, to maybe go back to paper. Or, you know, be able to have a hybrid approach where we could still function. That's the key word of 2020, hybrid. Making schools hybrid where you could teach them in school, and if you have to, if Ebola ever comes to this country or whatever, or there's more COVID spikes, you could, boom, switch them to an online. Same thing with a hospital. A hospital's be able to, if you lose power, the generator kicks on, everybody's still able to go to paper, do the labs, do the orders, and not be so dependent and vulnerable to, you know, I mean, there will be a time when we have some electric, I predict we're going to have some electrical problem where we're going to lose power for a while. I don't know what's going to happen, whether it's a hurricane or snowstorm or whatever. So don't you think we should be preparing now? 1-877-DOCTOR.
When you have a pain. pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The terrorist threat level in France has been elevated. Nice Mayor Christian Estrosi said there had been a terrorist attack in the heart of the Notre Dame Basilica. A suspect was shot and detained shortly afterwards. Mr. Estrosi spoke of Islamofascism plaguing the country. President Emmanuel Macron is on his way to the scene. France's national anti-terror prosecutors have opened a murder inquiry. The Commerce Department announced Thursday the U.S. economic growth shattered a record at 33.1% for the third quarter. Goldman Sachs gave the economy a 35% growth based on new jobs numbers. Former Federal Reserve Board of Governors Randall Krosner tells Fox News jobs are fueling the growth.
Yeah, certainly out ahead of where everybody else is. We did have a better jobs report than I think most people had expected, and I think consumption is firmer than many people had expected. It's a bit aggressive.
USA Radio News. The Justice Department made arrests Wednesday. The complaint alleges those charged with conspiring to intimidate Americans on behalf of the Chinese government. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The Justice Department is charging 8 alleged Chinese agents over covert operations within U.S. borders.
China describes Fox Hunt as an international anti-corruption campaign in which it seeks to locate legitimate fugitives around the world to bring them back for trial in China.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that 5 of the suspects were arrested in the United States and 3 are believed to be in China.
Hurricane Zeta became a Category 2 storm when it made landfall Wednesday with winds in excess of 110 miles an hour, the Hurricane Center said. Zeta is moving quickly. The hurricane knocked out power to millions, and one person is confirmed dead from the storm on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, unfortunately, politics affects the news that we get and the way we get the news. And so I'm not really sure what to make of this. It's supposed to be good news, but I don't know if it is going to be overall good news. So the GDP as Trump has predicted, has rebounded at a quote-unquote record pace. This is being discussed by Politico. And President Donald Trump did get the headline he needed to brag about how the U.S. economy rebounded in the third quarter at a 33.1% annualized rate, partially recovering from the collapse that happened earlier this year. The Commerce Department's report Thursday marked the fastest pace of annualized growth on record, just after the worst drop on record. We kind of had the, you know, I mean, worse than, I think, the Depression days back in 1929. So our economic drop back in March, and I just was something that we thought we would never see. But with COVID and shutting down the country, it's something I never expected. Nobody expected this. Anybody who knows anything about business would have, you know. The Dow Jones went up, I think it's up now at about 149 points. We would have expected even a higher jump with this news, but the Commerce report just got out. So even though our output is still below pre-pandemic levels, it shows that if we are able to reopen the country, and if we do have a strong economy, we can get back to business. The problem is we are coming into flu and pneumonia season. And I know people get mad that I bring up flu and pneumonia and not just COVID, but every single year, flu and pneumonia overwhelms our hospitals. So whether we have mild COVID cases or not mild COVID cases, people aren't going to bring it up. They're just going to say we have hospitalizations that are high and people in the ICU. People are always in the ICU for flu and pneumonia. We're hoping we have a milder flu and pneumonia season with the masks and the social distancing, but people are still getting sick. So unfortunately, us being able to rebound in the third quarter is not going to hold if we're already starting to have curfews and shutdowns. And, you know, I've been asked, what should we do? Should we recommend people closing down again? I'm like, my problem is if, you know, we were going to recommend shutting down, you have to convince me why you didn't do it all these years when flu was killing tens of thousands and pneumonia was killing tens of thousands. And then, you know, flu would induce a heart attack or induce a stroke. I mean, you know, I am nervous about COVID. I don't understand what the long-term effects could be. And it could be a virus that does sit in our body long-term and not go away quickly like the flu. So I do want us to use caution, but I just don't think locking down the country is the answer. You know, they talk about with the masks, the younger generations are probably the worst when it comes to mask, you know, using. Well, yeah, the younger people, they're only young once. So they want people to see them. They want to flirt. They want to, be, you know, communicate. See me, you know, I'm at the age now where I got wrinkles and, you know, I have to every now and then do an upper lip wax. So as far as I'm concerned, the mask is good for me. I could wear it. But the young ones are like, wait a second, I look good. You want me to cover up my face? Are you kidding me? How am I supposed to vape? How am I supposed to smoke? Weed is legalized, and I can't smoke weed because I have to wear a mask. So the young aren't having it too much. So, yeah, there are going to be surges in coronavirus. Coronavirus, whether it's the COVID-19 or the other coronaviruses, it likes the fall and winter. That's just kind of what it does. We were a little shocked by what happened over the summer. We didn't expect this to act, you know, more, you know, throughout the year, perennially. We didn't expect it to be all year long. We expected it to kind of die off and then resurge, but we will see a resurgence. So unfortunately, when you look at the numbers, you know, how much growth did we need to hit? Well, Ian Shepherdson, chief economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics, said we kind of needed 46%, not 33%, 46% growth in the third quarter. To me, it's 6 1/2 dozen of another, because we're going to have governors that are going to need to shut down again. Not need to in terms of they have to, but they're going to feel compelled because people are going to say, well, the hospitals are overwhelmed. And which my answer to that is, okay, make more hospitals, make more beds. To screw over a bakery or a salon or a marketing business or a rental car company or industries because a city doesn't have enough hospital beds because they put money to something else is unacceptable. What we probably should have been done, and some states did this, is start making more hospitals, start making more medical centers. We're overwhelmed every winter. Now, I get it. Hospitals don't make money. There's, you know, that our Medicare and Medicare system is broken. Obamacare is a mess. A lot of people go to a hospital, don't pay. But, I mean, rather than completely, you know, force a country to close down, all right, let's, you know, make sure we have adequate hospitals. And that headline, I mean, you know, when we were talking about hospitals overwhelmed, you know, they were saying, gosh, California's overwhelmed. We spoke to people in California. They're like, no, we've got plenty of beds. So, you know, I mean, these headlines cause fear. Now, the other thing you need to be prepared for as a business owner is if flu and pneumonia season start to overwhelm the hospitals, like they always do, but because COVID is thrown into the mix, and they're saying, yeah, it's COVID cases also, and it could be, you're going to have people going, you want to know what? I think I'm going to skip my haircut. I think I'm going to skip going out to dinner. I think I'm going to skip going on that trip. And mind you, look, I'm a doctor. I've changed some of my going out behavior, too. You know, there's been a couple parties I could have gone to, and I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to pass because I'm going to see my mom later that week. I don't know if I want to expose her. So even me, and I'm not giving into the hype, but I do understand that the virus can be deadly for some. Even I've been changing a lot of my commerce behavior and consumer behavior. So, you know, I would tell everybody to brace themselves economically because I think you're going to have a lot of people that read the headlines and get scared. And unfortunately, I think the election and I think politics are part to, part to blame. I mean, we had spoken in February about how Trump probably is going to win by a landslide because of the economy. And then, you know, the decision, well, we're going to just shut everything down. Now, you can't cut off your nose to spite your face, but some people can't stand Trump that much that they will. And so when you see some of the states go, you want to know what? Yeah, we have cases, but we're still going to be open for business. And they don't seem to have any more deaths than other states with you know, lockdowns. You start to kind of see, you know, maybe we don't have to be completely on one end of the, you know, political spectrum. So it is concerning what's going to happen. So good, glad the GDP went up. Glad it shows that if you have, you know, things in place, you will be able to allow the economy to rebound. I think that's fantastic. And I do have faith that Trump could do that. I don't know what Biden could do with the economy. I really didn't like 2009 to 2016. I thought the economy stunk. So I am a little bit more concerned. Now, also concerning is the Wisconsin Republican Party said hackers stole $2.3 million. That was an account that was supposed to reelect President Donald Trump. The party had noticed suspicious activity October 22nd, contacted the FBI. The FBI is investigating, but there was, I believe, a cyber attack, and it happened 2 weeks before Election Day. And, you know, Wisconsin obviously is a big state. This is the state where they say Biden is winning by 17 digits. So now they're saying it's single digits, but this is where they said Biden was up ahead by 17 points. But unfortunately, money was stolen. I don't want to see money stolen from either candidate, because that's your money. You guys donated, right, to Biden or Trump, and to have that money given to a hacker, you know, hell no. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Randall wants to know what's happening with the Senate races. Well, we could talk a little bit about it. Unfortunately, they're not really giving us too much, details on how people are doing. We know that one seat might flip Republican from the Democrat side. As you guys know, the Republicans have a very slim majority of the Senate, a 53-47. I believe there are 53 Republicans, 45 Democrats, but two independents, and those two independents caucus with the Democrats. So if they keep voting along with the Democrats, then there's, the 53 majority that the Republicans have is still very, very slim. And one or two of their Republican senators usually do vote with the Democrats, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. So the Republicans are a little nervous. And in fact, I believe Mitch McConnell had been asked, what's going to happen? What are the chances that the Republicans will lose control of the Senate, which they have controlled since the 2014 election? Senate election. He says it's a 50-50 proposition. We have a lot of exposure. This is a huge Republican class. There are dogfights all over the country. So I believe there are currently 33 races going on. And, again, depending on what you read, okay, there's a lot of debate on how close those are. Republicans are hoping to win back the Alabama seat held by Democratic incumbent Senator Doug Jones. He is considered to be one of the most vulnerable senators. But the Democrats are eyeing Maine, Colorado, Georgia, Iowa, Montana, North Carolina, and South Carolina. See, Maine is tricky because I think Susan Collins is running. And if the Republicans aren't really happy with Susan Collins, in fact, if I was a Democrat in Maine, I'd be like, guys, keep her. She's doing exactly what, save the money, put it towards something else, because she's barely helping the Democrats anyway. But Business Insider says the Democrats' most likely path to majority is if they could win Colorado, Arizona, Maine, North Carolina, and then pick up an additional seat in Georgia, Iowa, Montana, and Kansas, if they could get to 51-49. Then, if Joe Biden wins and Kamala Harris remains vice president, assuming Joe Biden remains president and doesn't leave in a few weeks like everybody's expecting, Kamala Harris then gets to break the tie. That's why the Republicans have had such a majority this whole time, because Mike Pence, he's vice president, so he could break a tie if need be. So the key Senate races. So, for example, we talked about Alabama Senate. Democratic Senator Doug Jones, he won a 2017 special election. He's having some issues running against college football coach Tommy Tuberville in Alabama. They believe Tommy's going to win. The Alaskan Senate, we're looking at first-term Republican Senator Dan Sullivan facing a more competitive than expected reelection challenge for Dr. Al Gross, an independent who would caucus with Democrats if elected. I don't know. Do you guys understand that? Why wouldn't they also caucus with Republicans? Why would they? I don't think all independents have to do that. So I don't know, but I guess they think he leans Democrat. Arizona Senate Republican Martha McSally was appointed to the seat in the late 2018, right, because of what happened to John McCain, may rest in peace, and is running against Democrat Mark Kelly, former astronaut and gun violence prevention advocate. I believe he was also married to Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. Colorado Senate Republican Cory Gardner is seeking a second term against former two-term Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper. And Colorado has trended from a purple state to a Democratic one in recent years, so we're thinking that Colorado is going to turn. Georgia Senate Republican Dave Perdue is seeking to defend his seat, earn a second term against Democrat John Ossoff. He's mounting a campaign. Georgia Senate Republican Kelly Loeffler was appointed to replace Senator Johnny Isaacson. He retired due to health concerns. She is now running a special election with candidates of all parties, including Doug Collins, a Republican, and Democrat Raphael Warnock. So once you have Republicans split like that, it can allow Democrat to easily garner the votes. Iowa Senate, first-term Republican Senator Joni Ernst is facing Teresa Greenfield. Kansas Senate, Republican Roger Marshall and Democratic State Senator Barbara Bollier are vying for the open Kansas seat that is vacating by Pat Roberts retiring. Kentucky Senate, Democrat Anne McGrath is challenging Mitch McConnell in Kentucky. This race has attracted millions. I don't believe, I don't, they always say Mitch McConnell, it's close. I don't know, but Mitch McConnell is older and, you know, there's a lot of people that are pretty, pretty charged. And if Mitch McConnell does not then lead a majority Senate, then it, you know, it's with Harry Reid, and I'm in Nevada. People were like, why would you vote against Harry Reid when he is the majority leader? Some people might cross party lines because they like that their state holds that power. A lot of people, though, didn't like Harry Reid and they didn't vote for him anyway. So, longtime Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine is facing the toughest reelection fight of her career against Democrat Sarah Gideon. And again, I don't know how often Susan Collins voted with the Republican side. So I think Maine is already going to the Democrats. Michigan Senate, you have first-term Democratic Senator Gary Peters is running against Republican John James. Competitive race, from what we understand, Peters, along with Jones, is one of just two Democratic senators running for reelection. Montana Senate, first-term Republican Steve Daines is facing a challenge against Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. North Carolina Senate, we have Senator Tom Tillis is running against State Senator Cal Cunningham. And then South Carolina Senate, you have Republican Senator Lindsey Graham fighting against Democrat Jamie Harrison. So, a lot of races, if President Trump wins but loses control of the Senate, he's not going to be able to get a lot done. Look at what's happened with the House. At one point it was frustrating because I believe he came into the White House with the House in 2016, with the Senate, but, you know, you had people that didn't really kind of want to vote for changes, and so, that's politics. I still don't understand it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, Bed Bath & Beyond is still trying to stay afloat. And they are going to cut back on coupons because they have to boost profits. And they believe that there's been an over-reliance on the customer perk. So the big box retailer is very well known for having coupons and mail and email text messages. But investors on Investor Day discussed the 3-year financial roadmap to create a sustainable Bed Bath & Beyond for shareholders. And the stock prices have plunged 12%, and it comes after Bed Bath & Beyond said that we're going to have to close 63 stores by the year's end and cut 2,800 jobs over the next couple years. So Chief Merchandising Officer said, today we have an over-reliance on the coupon. Well, it's not that. It's that, you know, people can buy their Bed Bath & Beyond stuff online. And Bed Bath & Beyond spends a lot of money on real estate. They have these big, beautiful stores, and commercial real estate loves them, and they're huge anchors. But unfortunately, you know, I mean, I bought towels the other day on Amazon. I hate to say that. And Bed Bath & Beyond has some amazing stuff. You could really decorate your house. But again, people aren't having people over. There's no parties. And if there are parties, you can't take any pictures because you don't want the governor coming after you. So, I'm buying whatever I could get on Amazon cheap, and I don't care how ugly the towels are. So, you know, for those companies that are like, well, you know, I don't know if our coupons are working or not, I wouldn't spend the money on marketing with coupons. I just don't, you know, you need to figure out how to do online sales. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Now now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.